Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
January 20th of 2016 is when I met Jack Zonny. I usually don't remember dates from meeting people, let alone their names. But this was a chance occurrence. So Jack Zonny, if people don't know, was one of the guitar players, the other guitar player on Dire Straits, a big, huge band out of the UK back in the 80s. They were huge, right? He got to live the rock and roll lifestyle. I got to meet him. You might even know that he had a podcast here at Newsweek for a brief time. Jack was a good friend, and he passed away yesterday, and I want to spend a little time here just remembering him. So January 20th, 2016. Why is that a date I remember? Well, my family and I were living in Oxford, Mississippi, and I was working on a show called Our American Stories, which is now syndicated across the country. It's a big radio show. So I was out there helping start that program, and my wife and I decided to go out one night. We went to a bar, and we usually don't go out to bars. We're like introverts, but we were in Mississippi. We didn't have any friends. We didn't know anybody there, so we were like forcing ourselves to get out, meet someone. Hella awkward for us. We're awkward people. So we go to this bar called City Bar in Oxford, Mississippi, quaint little like hipster bar with a bunch of writers that, you know, live in the area, stop by there. Jack was one of them. So we go up to the bar. Only time I've ever actually been in there. Walk right up to the bar, dude sitting there. We order drinks, small talk, chit chat. Really nice dude. I didn't know who he was. It didn't matter. It was just some guy at the bar. Oh, we got to talking, blah, 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 blah. He does this, he does that. He's a writer. Sounds pretty interesting. Oh, you're a writer. Cool. What do you write? Blah, 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 blah. There was nothing unusual about the conversation. It was a very pleasant conversation. Enough so that like when we left the bar, I was like, yeah, that was a really nice dude. I'm kind of glad we went out tonight. You know, I had planned to reach out to him and interview him for the radio show I was working on. So I had his email. It was kind of a successful evening for my wife and I because I had made a contact. And for a couple of introverts like us, it was a lot of activity. So I go home that night and I Google the dude because he's a pretty interesting cat, you know, and there's these pictures of him playing guitar on stage with people like Eric Clapton and Dire Straits. And holy crap, who is this dude? He didn't mention any of this in our conversation at the bar. We talked for maybe an hour. This dude is like a guitar god in a lot of circles around the world. You might have never heard of him, but guitar players know who he is. Mark Knopfler knows who he is. You ever watched Live Aid? What, back in the 80s, it was this big concert for Africa. Well, if you know who the Dire Straits are, and you remember the guy that was jumping around on stage playing guitar in the big red robe, like jacket thing, that was him. So he didn't say anything about, you know, being a rock star in our communication. So automatically I reached out and said, dude, why didn't you say anything about any of this? He said, you know, that's not who I am anymore. And it's just not, he just wasn't a big deal to him. So I was even more intrigued, right? So I got him behind the microphone at Our American Stories. It's still up there if you look it up. Jack Zonny, S-O-N-N-I. I think I titled the piece Almost Famous. Sat down with him for an hour, and he gave me a single take on his like life story in like 40 minutes. Boom. And we just kind of became friends. After I left the show in Mississippi, I moved back to Oregon. That's when I got this awesome job at Newsweek. And I come to find out that Jack is struggling with his podcast. Doesn't exactly know what to do, needs some help. So I say, hey, why don't you come over to Newsweek and try something with us? Now, the show didn't exactly take off like we needed it to, so ultimately it was a short run. But we had a lot of fun doing it, and working with Jack every week was such a pleasure. The world is just a little less fun without a guy like Jack Zonny in it. If you never had a chance to check out his podcast with Newsweek, Google it, Jack Zonny in the Leisure Class. Before we leave you with this little sample of the shows he did with us, just want to say you're to be missed very much, buddy. Here's that clip from Captain Jack.
You know, the rains came in today. And man, here in Mississippi, brothers and sisters, it does not rain cats and dogs. It rains cows and horses. With the occasional buffalo thrown in. I'm talking biblical rain. The creeks and rivers rise. The bottomlands get flooded. The folks living in those bottomlands find themselves surrounded by fast-rising lakes. It's the kind of rain you can't see out the windows. And my place here in Taylor, Mississippi, population 343 and me, has a tin roof. And it gets loud. I don't mind it, really. I enjoy sitting here sipping my coffee and spending time immersed in one of my favorite activities. Just sitting and thinking about stuff.